Blog Talk Radio.
Asclat Prihanur, let your life be guided by what inspires you, rather than what you wish to avoid. We strengthen what we focus on. Hello everyone, welcome to Belvaspital World Radio. Delighted to be joining you again this wonderful wintry Saturday. And I am Denise, I'm joined by our beautiful co-host Malou. Hello Malou.
Hello Denise.
Welcome and Happy New Year to everybody and all our listeners. Did you have a good holiday, Malou?
Oh, I sure did. I was working some of the days between Christmas and New Year's. But I had a really good, you know, Christmas Eve. We celebrate Christmas evening here in Denmark. So Christmas was really nice, and so was New Year's, actually. So the holidays were good, and the kids were happy.
Good.
So, yeah.
Wonderful.
What about you?
Yeah, the same. It was actually really nice this year because we went to both Jim's sons. We did one day with one and the next day with the other and had amazing, beautiful dinners. And I thought it was so nice to be on the receiving end.
Yes.
Didn't have to cook or clean or, you know, it's just nice to show up and relax and great company, great food. So it was really, yeah, I have to say I really enjoyed our Christmas. And of course, New Year's Eve was amazing with the ceremony. So I was grateful to be able to participate in the ceremony with all our life family around the world. It was very powerful.
Yes, I can imagine. I couldn't participate due to the time difference, regrettably. So yeah. So, but could you please share a little bit with us, you know, what you experienced during the ceremony and maybe after, in the days after?
Yeah. Well, for myself, I was blessed to have some of our life family from here in Toronto join me. So, you know, it was wonderful just doing the ceremony for the earth as a small group, but knowing that you're joining with, you know, light workers all over the world at the same time, it felt incredibly powerful. And I know you've done the ceremony in the Tuscany retreat for the resurrection of the earth, so you know how amazing it is. And yeah, so I loved that. It really felt powerful. And of course we anointed with the oils before we started, so we cleared the 12 meridians. Actually some of us did the 20 meridians, but so that just enhanced the whole experience. And then when the elixir started, wow, Malou, I was like moved. The first one, like, I just the tears started, you know, just welling up. But I found as each, because I loved the way it was done, because each piece of music cleared one of the, like the first level of each of the meridians for the distorted emotions. So we say the first elixir would clear, we say, with the gallbladder, rage. And then it would clear, so the next one you'd have, we say, the liver meridian, it would clear protectiveness. So the first distorted emotion of each meridian was cleared with each piece. So it went down through, like, you know, eventually all the emotions. But I found like I could feel shifts in my body and like little things come up. But it was so graceful, which I found very profound. Like I could feel and experience the shifts taking place. But it was such a graceful process, which was
amazing. So you could feel the healing taking place, the shift and the release.
Absolutely. So for like example, when the first emotion was grief, clearing the lung meridians, I could feel like a sharp pain for just a moment in the lung area, and then I felt this, my eyes welling up with tears, but then it was gone. It was like seconds later, it was completely cleared. So it was things like
that's
that
amazing.
Things like that I was experiencing. So, and I did actually manage to stay awake for the whole thing, which was great. It was such an amazing, powerful experience. I'm grateful to have been able to participate. So,
what about the days after? Did you feel the shift that we had? Because Almin said that we actually did it successfully. Lifted or shifted. Raised the earth into the third level of resurrection. So, could you feel it?
For me, I could. I think I went to bed at 5 in the morning and slept till 1. And I got up. I felt amazing. We had such a relaxing afternoon with Jim and Lucy. And, we were just watching movies, but it was inspiring, and looking outside, it snowed a little bit. Like, we really haven't had any snow this year so far. We're not complaining, but it snowed and everything looked so peaceful and just beautiful, and I really felt a difference in the earth. I really did. And then for me, the next few days when I was driving to work, like Tuesday and Wednesday, driving to work, the view on the horizon over the lake was magnificent. And, I'm getting mad at myself because I really wanted to pull over and just take it in, but I couldn't because I was, on a time constraint. So on Thursday, on my day off, I felt compelled to get up in the morning early, like 6:30 maybe, and go to the lake. Like, I felt a pull to go and experience the sunrise, and it was magnificent. Honestly, sorry. Even Lucy thought it was magnificent. So it was just, it felt like a symphony of light was dancing across the horizon. And I was there for maybe an hour, and just the changes in the light, I could see angels in the sky.
Oh my goodness.
Could see thunderbirds. There was Canada geese out on the lake. They were so loud, adding their song. And then it was a moment where everything just kind of, it felt like all the light was coming together into a center point to help push the sun up.
Wow, that is beautiful.
The colors were amazing. Even I noticed even the geese on the water were stopped. Like, they were just sitting still watching this play of everything coming together into this center. And it was like two hands almost just helping the sun to rise up and shine, and it was blinding, luminous, magnificent.
Goosebumps when you describe it. I can really feel it.
it moved me to tears, and I'm sitting there and I'm like, what am I experiencing here? Everything is new, and I really felt it was I could really feel what was playing out for me was the 12 pure pairs of emotions that we have in level 1 Belvaspital, mm-hmm. and the 16 rays of light. And it was like the two were coming together and completely one. But in doing that, it was like everything was coming together in a supportive union, even though, and I was thinking, you know, it's like when I first started with the way the light was changing, it was magnificent. But how can you say that when it first started was more magnificent than each moment after it? It was like everything it was remarkable. It really was. And it really changed me. And I felt like something huge was happening.
Yes, yes.
And then I was so excited this morning when I went on Almeen's diary and I saw that we have new time maps.
Yeah.
So, you know, it was like, oh my God, that was super confirmation for what I felt had taken place, moving into this new era of support and abundance and just, you know.
Yes.
It is an incredible.
That's an incredible experience. I feel it relates also to the transcendence, or that it was actually a, how would I say that in English, but it was that you were perhaps experiencing transcendence itself, you know. And also going up, you're right, you know, it's rising, and transcendence is rising above, right?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely something was rising.
I also felt something shift yesterday, in fact.
Yeah.
Friday. Because I've had, you know, in the first few days after New Year's, I didn't actually feel very shifted. I felt that also has to do with personal reasons, I believe, you know, as so-called outside circumstances. That sort of, you know, frustrated me a little bit. But yesterday, I really felt the shift. So something's going on. I felt so happy, so light. And I got my new tumble dryer, and I was all excited about that. And
tell us about the new dryer, Malou, because it's new, right? I'm excited. It's new.
It's new, and I haven't had a tumble dryer for years, and I was so excited about it. And I, you know, I did it all myself. I put it up there, and I unwrapped the whole thing and leveled it, and you know, made new cords and new plug, and you know, everything. So it and it worked. Of course, you know, I washed my clothes and had, so I was so excited about it. I was so proud of myself.
Yeah.
I could do this, but it was just, you know, it would have been easier to have somebody help me or have, you know, a man do it or something. But I did it myself and I was really happy about that. So the whole day was just a really sort of fun-filled and, you know, I was feeling light and almost exhilarated, you know. I was taking out trash and I was, you know, moving around my house and clearing out stuff. And yeah.
Wow.
And so I really felt this shift. There was a definite shift, sort of, you know, to the feel of time and to the quality of reality somehow. Yeah.
And I also have a sense that there's, you know, self-appreciation that...
Yes.
Maybe wasn't there before. Like, look at what we've accomplished. And you know what? It's we don't always see what we can do, or you know how amazing we can be, and we don't give ourselves credit for it. So
that's true.
Yeah,
we tend to look at the negative things and the things we cannot do and we didn't succeed with.
Yeah,
and you're right about self-appreciation. I've noticed that with myself as well, you know, just being more aware of, you know, to appreciate myself and my, you know, my body, my feet, my, you know, my hands and just, you know, just being here and doing what I'm doing. You know, I have a, I don't know, I have a another awareness, you know.
Yeah.
Somehow it just shifts. It doesn't require effort the same way. It just happens. It's just the way it is.
It's true, Domelu. I get what you're saying, because I do feel that too. There is an awareness there now that I didn't see before.
Mm. Yes.
So it's exciting.
Yes, it is exciting.
Like, yay! Bring it on. What's next?
Diary also that I'll mean a new wheel called the Catalyst has showed itself to her, and she drew it.
Isn't it gorgeous?
It's beautiful. Oh. Yeah, and with 355 wheels connected with it somehow, that so she's going to bring that information for us soon. I'm really excited about that. I feel that's very big somehow. It's very significant.
Yeah, me too. I feel like, oh my God, I can't wait to start working with that. But I was curious about the number, 355.
Yeah. Plus the catalyst is 356, and that's a chemical number, isn't it? 356? I believe it is.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. But it's usually all, you know, fours, right?
Oh, yeah, maybe. So there's something going on.
Yes.
Yeah.
And looking at the wheel, I don't know, for me it looked like different pathways coming out. You know, it almost felt like choices.
Yes. And to me, when I was looking at it, it was spiraling.
What? Oh, I could totally feel that.
Yes. So maybe it's also a tunnel somehow, or it creates a tunnel, or I don't know, it has a tunnel effect on me. You know, I feel sort of like a, maybe not a tunnel, maybe it's more like a vortex or something.
Exciting things to come, right?
Yeah.
Cool. So. Wow. Oh, all these amazing new, I don't know, I feel like opportunities, luminosities that's available now that maybe wasn't before. So, and I'm feeling like the angels just are so present and happy. I was doing, when was it, Thursday or Friday? No, it was Friday, yesterday. I was doing some of the Belvaspital wheels from the Kanish Belvaspital. And for the first time, I could actually see them as colors. It was like waves of light that was coming from the wheels. I'd never seen that before.
No, me neither.
Yeah.
So they were actually colored?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Like there was waves of colored light with each wheel. And I had, that was totally new for me. I wondered if you had experienced that.
No, I haven't. No, not colors. The only color, but that's not, I mean, that was, I already sort of knew that they were golden, is the rectangles and these, what shape is that? You know, from the sound healing protocol?
Yes.
The toning devices. Maybe they're not, I saw them as golden, and I saw the golden light coming from them, and they were spinning really fast, and then, I mean, they changed pace, actually, but I saw that they were golden, but other than that, I haven't seen colors coming from wheels, no.
Yeah, no, this was brand new for me. I was amazed, actually, as I was moving. Like, I mean, I didn't do all of them because I didn't have time, but it was just, you know, sometimes I like to just open up my Belvaspital book and say, you know, okay, angels, you know, what's lots today.
Yes,
and then, so I don't know, there was four whales. I don't even remember which four it was now. And yeah, they were, there was waves of colored light. So I thought, that's fascinating.
It is. So maybe it is the new reality that we're building, that you're experiencing more and more. Do you think that's what it is?
It may be.
Or maybe it's just you.
I know, like Armin has said, you know, the more we work with and practice Bell Hospital, the, you know, the deeper the levels of information will reveal, like what I suppose all of Armin's work and tools, that's the case. Like the more we work with them, the more information we gain. So I don't know if it's just another layer or another level of working with the wheels being, or if it's something new. Yeah, I'm not sure.
Well, I guess it doesn't matter. It's just a beautiful experience, you know, when things like that happen.
Yeah.
I've also noticed that, you know, because I work with the rune card, I work with the rune cards.
Yeah.
And sometimes also with the wheels and with Bell Hospital, and I ask, you know, sometimes I also just flip through above my Bell Hospital book and just ask a question and then see what happens, you know, what wheel comes up or what sigil or what angel is there, and together with the runes, and that works amazing as well.
Oh.
Yeah, you should try that if you haven't already.
I love that they
sort of somehow work together or support each other, or maybe it's the runes that in fact support all other tools. I have a feeling that's the way it perhaps is, but I don't know, they somehow, yeah, they work together.
The runes are the angel gods, right?
Yes.
So
yes, of course.
That makes total sense to me that they would complement each other. And I just picked a rune for us, Malu, while you were talking.
Because
I wasn't sure if you have yours with you, so I don't.
No, I haven't, in fact, right now, because I'm upstairs, so.
The one I picked was accomplishment. This rune says, it is time to acknowledge either your own accomplishments or those of another. Without celebrating success, the journey becomes overwhelming.
Yay!
Just what we've been talking about.
Exactly. Isn't that amazing? I mean, there's so many cards, and you just pick the right one every time. That never seems so amazing. I got so much good advice and insight from these cards.
Yeah.
I love them.
They're very empowering.
They are. And you're right. We should appreciate ourselves and celebrate our accomplishments. You know.
Yeah.
Not hold on to them, but still celebrate. And I did yesterday. I celebrate myself. So.
Well, I'm happy you did that, Malu, because you're doing it by proxy for all of us. So thank you.
Yeah.
I'm happy you did too. But I think it's important to honor and celebrate our achievements. And you're right not to become attached to them, you know. It's the inspiration for, you know, the next step. What can we do now that's even more amazing and inspiring? Very exciting. Well, Malu, I just love chatting with you and sharing the angels of Bell Hospital. But I think we are just about at the end of our show. This half hour goes very, very quickly.
Yes, it does.
So we will sign out. And any last words of wisdom you want to share, Malu?
I have the sense that it's important right now to to hang in there and to hang on, not hang on, hang in there and to stay in our truth. I know that it is for me. I have a feeling to go ahead with what I want to do, you know, whether it's business or it's, you know, family or, you know, your other things that you want to do and not get sidetracked. I think it's important that we sort of keep focus and yeah.
Wow, that's
been for me anyway. Right now it's just important to keep the focus and stay on track, because we're doing good things, even though it feels heavy sometimes and it feels frustrating, as for me anyway. But I know we are on the right path, and we're, you know, and this year is just going to be different, I feel. I think it's going to be a major turning point, 2016. Don't you feel that?
Yeah. And no. You know, it can be graceful change if we release our resistance and trust. Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, thank you, Mulu, for that. Yeah, wonderful. Stay focused on your inspiration. What you want to create. Yeah. Thank you, my love. And thank you to everyone for listening in. We look forward. We value your feedback. If you know you've anything you would like to share with us or share about the Velvaspitad, the angels, we'd love to hear from you. And you can just drop us an email. It's pretty easy. velvaspitalworldradio@gmail.com. And we offer praise, love, and gratitude. Have a magical week. Goodbye.
Bye.